you very much, choir. And I want to, first of all, say good morning to everyone and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church here in Morgan Hill, California. We welcome you to our sanctuary, and those who are listening over KKMC and our internet, we welcome you also. And any of the visitors that might be here, we welcome you. And if you would please drop in the offering plate a card that we have, you can fill out, and Pastor would like to get back with you. And thank you for worshiping with us today. And all of you for coming and listening, we pray that you will experience the love, the power, and the comfort of God's Word that we're going to be hearing today from Pastor Tomlinson. You can also find an outline in Pastor's outline today in our church bulletin. And the scripture of the month is found also in our bulletin, John chapter 13 and verse 35. And the scripture says, "By this all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another." Let us continue praising the Lord with Tae Young at the piano and Wayne Pitts leading your songs. if we'll turn to, I think it's 13, number 13, and we'll sing all stanzas. Stand now for our last song. I think it's number 450. 450. And we'll sing all stanzas.
Thank you. Thank you very much, everybody. Let's go to prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the greatness of your love and your mercy and your grace. We thank you for the people that you bring to us, and that we are surrounded by those people who love you and care for you. And Lord, we thank you for your mercy and your grace upon Raquel and bringing her back here with us and strengthening her body to be here. We rejoice in that. And Father, we pray for your divine spirit to just overshadow us and to strengthen us. Even as Paul in Romans in 8:26 says, likewise, the spirit also helps our infirmities. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought to, but the spirit itself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And so, Father, we appeal to the Spirit of God to hear our heart and to take that message to you perfectly as you desire to hear it. That you would strengthen us to do your will and to abide by your commandments and to abound in your presence. And Father, I pray for the Spirit of God to be upon us, to strengthen us, to revive us, and to bring us again back to you, to encourage our hearts and minds to seek to grow in the wisdom and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That by your power and by your presence and by the power of the Spirit of God within us, that we would share the love that comes from Jesus with those around us, that they, my others, might see and know that we have been with Jesus and that your heart works in us. And Father, I pray that you would give your healing power and your comforting spirit to those who are dealing with the struggles of this world and the challenges that are surround us. Lord, we pray for Karen's sister's family, Marilyn, as she went to be with the Lord, that you would comfort them in this time of need and challenging times. And Father, we pray for Bob Jones as he's been dealing with a bacterial infection, getting stronger, but he's also had broken some ribs, and that you, Lord, would strengthen him and give him stability as he continues to heal and gain strength. We pray for Jim Floyd and dealing with cancer throughout his body, that you would open up his heart to the gospel. For Robert, Jen's father, as he's recovering from prostate cancer and radiation therapy and the cancer moving as well, that you would comfort the family and encourage them in your presence. We pray for Jerry Kamalar as she's recovering from her second hip surgery and looking forward to her knee surgery as well, that you would bless her with your strength. We pray for Jorge Peretti that had broken his hip sometime back, and pray for his recovery and his strength and his willingness to wait upon you and be strengthened by your presence and your grace. We pray for Monty Llewellyn, who had had some blood clots in his legs and he's recovering in a care facility, that you would bless him with your grace and with your comfort. And Father, we also pray that you be with Bev, Karen's sister-in-law, and continue to strengthen her body and to recover her strength as well. Father, we pray for Trish Concha, who is supposed to be delivering today, a baby girl. And so, Lord, we pray for your comforting to the family and for your grace in the midst of that situation. And we pray for Esther Palice as well, expecting a baby in July. We pray for your wisdom and your guidance for Bethel as we continue to plan out how we want to build up our facilities and have us one facility that is linked and does everything and supports all that we needed to do. And we pray for those being persecuted for their Christian faith throughout the world, that you'd strengthen them to stand firmly and boldly in your presence and in your grace. We lift up to you our missionaries throughout the world, for Carl and Ruth Knott serving in Spain, for Eusebia Menexa Perez also in Spain, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano in Guatemala, Marta Peretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Jose and Diane Avila serving in Latin America, Informed Choices, ministering to women in Morgan Hill, San Martin and Gilroy. Daniel and Miriam Lacey, serving with Bob's Auto Cafe. Fred and Carol Lewis, doing language instruction for missionaries. Father, we pray for your blessing upon them, that the gospel of Christ would spread out from them into this world, and that you would expand your kingdom. We pray for the offering that we are about to take, that it be used for your honor and your glory, that you would encourage those in the sanctuary and those who are listening over KKMC and over the internet and the CDs to be a blessing and an encouragement to the kingdom of God, to listen to your voice and to follow after you in holiness and righteousness. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. You may be seated.
To be saved, Jesus, God was your power.
Thank you once again, choir, for blessing us with that beautiful, beautiful song. And now let us turn in our Bibles to today's lesson. Today will be in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, 1 through 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, 1 through 5. And if we'll please stand for the reading of God's Word. Now concerning the things of which you wrote to me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, because of sexual immorality, let each man have his own wife, and let each woman have her own husband. Let the husband render to his wife the affection due her, and likewise also the wife to her husband. The wife does not have authority over her own body, but the husband does. And likewise the husband does not have authority over his own body, but the wife does. Do not deprive one another except with consent for a time, that you may give yourself to fasting and prayer, and come together again, so that Satan does not tempt you because of your lack of self-control. But I say this as a concession, not as a commandment, for I wish that all men were as I myself. But each one has his own gift from God, one in this manner and another in that. Bless the reading of God's Word. Let us now bow with a word of prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, once again we enter into your Holy of Holies. We can only enter in by the blood of the Lamb. We only enter in to worship you only today. We praise you for your name is holy. Holy is our Lord God Almighty. Father, you know all those who are in our congregation, listeners over the radio and the internet. Father, we bring all of our spiritual and moral needs to you. Father, may we find your answers to all our needs today in your word. May the Spirit of the living God teach us now and bless our pastor, a great servant and man of God. In Jesus' name, amen.